Oh, go ahead now.
Blog Talk Radio.
We'll tell you. Oh. Okay.
Hey, yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game when she didn't find her S.E.
Life is real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you hit your lips. But they just want relation, they don't want relationships.
Welcome to the real world.
It ain't the same. Fellas hold a love to be your daddy, know your everybody's talking about how much that girl has changed. Drink, why put your finger on it, but you're feeling strange, like it's fire in your veins.
Welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T. And we have a special guest tonight. We have the Pop-Tart Mom. Her name is Latasha, but the media, TMZ, and everybody else is calling her the Pop-Tart Mom. And we're going to be interviewing her tonight. She had reached out to me on YouTube. She had seen my YouTube video. So she came on there, and I had, you know, I always in my comment section. I just think it's a good thing to read your comments. So I was going through my comment section, and I seen where she was like, you know, this is not true. This is the reason why I called on my son. There's more to the story. Nobody wants to hear my side. So I reached out to her, and I sent her an email last week, and I invited her to come on the show, but she didn't end up getting an email until later on. And so when she got the email, she responded back to me, and she said that she would like to do the show. So I talked to her earlier today. And we're going to go ahead and get everything, you know, together. We're going to get on the air and, you know, ask her exactly what happened. Ronan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just want to make sure your phone was working. Hope everybody's doing good tonight. We have a lot of people in the chat room tonight, a lot of people logging in on the phone lines. People are ready to hear Latasha's side of the story. And the main reason why this story kind of just tripped me out, because like I said, I lived in Charlotte for 10 years. I moved up here to Minnesota about going on 3 years ago. So you know, Charlotte is not like a high crime area, but with that being said, it just made no sense why they needed the police, the news media to come and cover this story. Like, it just made, I'm like, is it such a slow news day in Mecklenburg County that they had to have the whole crew come out? So, Latasha, I'm going to go ahead and unmute your microphone. I want you to come on and, you know, just talk to everybody here. Hello, Latasha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate you for coming on the show and wanting to explain your side of the story. I had a really good conversation with you, you know, earlier today. And so let's start by saying, like, you know, let's start by talking about what did you initially think when you first seen my YouTube video and you seen, like, you know, all these news outlets talking about the situation?
Well, I just felt that, you know, everything was blown out of proportion. Because, really, I was just trying to get my son some help. I wasn't trying to press charges against him. I wasn't trying to do nothing out of the ordinary. But the only thing I was trying to do was scare him. That was it. In fact, it was like on a Monday morning. I always give my kids snacks before they go to school. So this particular morning, I gave my son, everybody a snack because I have three children. So I give everybody snacks. So I gave my son a snack, and I left him at the bus stop, and I went on to work. So I get to work, and about 9:30, I get a phone call from a landlord saying, you know, the little boy's crawling in and out of my window in the backyard. So I left work, and I came home. And when I came home, I noticed that I buy in bulk from Sam's. So I noticed that a big box of Pop-Tarts had been opened. Now, I let my kids eat what they want to eat. They can come in my house and do what they, you know, eat what they want to eat. But I put, I had cookies out for them. I was wanting them to eat up those cookies first. And then I was going to put the Pop-Tarts out because they had EOGs that week. So I was like, well, they can eat up all them cookies when they, you know, in the morning when they come home from school. So the next day I was going to put the Pop-Tarts out, you know, so they could have something to eat at the bus stop. And I knew they had EOG, so they had to have something to eat, you know, and then once they get to school, they eat breakfast again, so they will be good and full by the time they take their test. So
okay.
I had put this, I was going to go ahead and do that, but my son, so later on that day, I asked my, when my son came home from school, I asked him, I said, well, DeAndre, I said, did you go in my room and, you know, open up the box of Pop-Tarts? And also it was like some money that was missing out of a piggy bank and also like some headphones to my phone was missing.
Okay.
Huh? So, excuse me?
So we're listening.
Oh, okay. So after I found out all that stuff was missing, I asked my son, I said, well, DeAndre, I said, did you go in my room? He was like, no, Mom, I swear to God, I didn't go in there. I didn't go in there. I said, yes, you did, DeAndre, because somebody called me and said little boys were crawling in and out my window. So I said, well, I'm going to call your dad. At first I said that. So then he was like, well, I was like, well, no, I'm not going to call you there. So I called a non-emergency number, CMPD. So I called and talked to him, and they sent the officer out. So the officer comes out. He's talking to my son for a while. So he calls me into the back room, and he was talking to me, and he was like, well, ma'am, what do you want to do? And he was like, well, do you want me to arrest him? And I was like, well, yeah, you know, I thought that maybe he was doing like a little role play. Like he was like, all I wanted to do was scare him straight. That's all I wanted to do. So he went, and after he left me in the room, he went to the front, and he told DeAndre that he was under arrest, and he walked out the door. DeAndre didn't get hauled off nowhere. He did not get no handcuffs. After the officer left, he went on upstairs. He took a shower, came back downstairs. He ate dinner, and he went on to bed. The next day, he got up and went to school. So the next day, everybody's fine. They go to school, go to work. I get a phone call about 2:30 saying that it's news. My daughter called me and was like, Mama, it's news crew people at the door. and they're you know, taking pictures of the house. And so I'm like, what? So I left work and I came on home. Well, I came home. I didn't know what was going on. Nobody called me and said, well, Miss Love, do you want an interview or just nothing? But what they did,